Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Crystal Palace denounces UEFA's poorly conceived regulations, following CAS ruling, hints at Nottingham Forest discrepancy. Crystal Palace slams UEFA over Europa League ban after CAS ruling. In a bold stand against perceived injustices in European football governance, Crystal Palace has voiced strong discontent following the upholding of their expulsion from the Europa League. This development highlights ongoing debates about fairness in multi-club ownership regulations, leaving fans and stakeholders questioning the integrity of competitive structures. Crystal Palace, UEFA, and Europa League ban remain at the center of this controversy as the club prepares for a different path in continental competitions. Eagles' furious with situation issue strongly worded statement also take swipe at Nottingham Forest. FA Cup champions express outrage over UEFA's multi-ownership rules. Following their unsuccessful challenge against exclusion from the Europa League due to rules on shared ownership, the victors of the FA Cup have issued a pointed response. This relegates Palace to the Conference League for the upcoming 2025-26 campaign, sparking evident frustration within the team. Key points from Crystal Palace's official response. The club's declaration emphasized, "Instead of reveling in our triumph at the Community Shield held at Wembley, the verdicts from UEFA and the subsequent affirmation by the Court of Arbitration for Sport underscore how achievements on the pitch can become irrelevant. Our squad and coaching staff secured entry into Europa League action through that unforgettable FA Cup victory over Manchester City last May, yet we've been stripped of this privilege. It seems select teams, entities, and figures wield disproportionate sway and advantages. This escalating dominance has crushed the aspirations of Crystal Palace followers and signals trouble for ambitious squads across Europe striving to advance, especially when penalties and guidelines are inconsistently enforced in blatant manners. Groups with multiple clubs masquerade under blind trust setups, whereas independent outfits like ours face barriers to competing in identical tournaments. Adding to the unfairness, entities with apparent unofficial alliances are permitted to join and potentially face off against one another. While acknowledging the CAS panel's expertise, the system is structured to limit access drastically, rendering equitable reviews nearly unattainable in scenarios like ours. Rejections of requests for pertinent communications among involved parties, blocks on key witness accounts, and an overall disregard for procedural standards and legal norms prevent genuine scrutiny, resulting in seemingly inevitable conclusions. This UEFA ruling carries broader consequences for how football is managed. Flawed policies combined with biased enforcement rob our dedicated supporters of witnessing this squad's debut in the Europa League. Football needs a pivotal shift now. UEFA should uphold its duty by establishing clear, well-explained regulations with fair adjustment windows to address ambiguities, uniform penalties, and equitable treatment for all, including robust appeals mechanisms. Recent judgments from the European Court of Justice indicate that such decisions will face heightened examination by domestic judiciaries moving forward. True equity and proper procedures will only prevail under these conditions. As we seek further counsel on potential actions, our commitment remains steadfast in tackling the Conference League with the unyielding spirit that defines this remarkable club. Financial and competitive fallout from the Europa League ban. This decision strips Palace of their earned spot in the prestigious Europa League, a significant reward after overcoming Manchester City in the FA Cup showdown, and imposes substantial economic strain. Recent estimates suggest the shift to the Conference League could result in a shortfall of approximately £25 million, $33 million, in potential earnings, updated for the 2025-26 season's inflated prize structures amid rising broadcast deals. Compounding the blow, fellow Premier League side Nottingham Forest steps in to fill the vacancy left by the Eagles. Recent achievements and upcoming challenges. The statement arrives shortly after Palace's victory over Liverpool in the Community Shield, adding another accolade to their honours. Looking ahead, the Eagles are set to launch their Premier League season with a matchup against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge this Sunday, aiming to channel their determination into domestic success despite the European setback. Calls for reform in European football governance. In light of these events, discussions around reforming multi-ownership policies have intensified. For instance, similar to how recent cases involving clubs like Manchester City and their global networks have prompted reviews, Palace's situation underscores the need for transparent rules that prevent any perception of favoritism, ensuring all teams compete on a level playing field. Crystal Palace denounces UEFA's poorly conceived regulations, following CAS ruling, hints at Nottingham Forest discrepancy. Crystal Palace Football Club has issued a strongly worded statement denouncing UEFA's financial regulations as poorly conceived, in the wake of the Court of Arbitration for Sport, CAS, ruling regarding Manchester City's alleged breaches of financial fair play, FFP, rules. The statement, released earlier today, doesn't directly name Manchester City, but it heavily implies a lack of transparency and consistency in UEFA's application of the rules, and crucially, draws a parallel to the ongoing case involving Nottingham Forest. The CAS ruling and its implications. The CAS ruling, while partially overturning some of UEFA's sanctions against Manchester City, didn't fully exonerate the club. The core of the dispute revolved around accusations of disguised equity injections and inflated sponsorship deals. While CAS found that some of the charges were time-barred, it acknowledged that Manchester City did fail to cooperate with UEFA's investigation. This nuance is what Crystal Palace is focusing on. Palace's statement argues that the complexity of the regulations, coupled with the inconsistent application of penalties, creates an uneven playing field in the Premier League and across European football. They suggest that the rules are open to interpretation, allowing clubs with significant financial resources to navigate them more effectively than others. The club believes this undermines the principles of fair competition. Crystal Palace's specific concerns. The Eagles' criticism isn't simply a matter of principle. They are specifically concerned about the potential impact on clubs like Nottingham Forest, who are currently facing a points deduction for breaching FFP regulations. Palace's statement subtly suggests that the scrutiny applied to Forest may be disproportionately harsh compared to the handling of the Manchester City case. Here's a breakdown of the key concerns raised by Crystal Palace. Lack of transparency. The club argues that the details of UEFA's investigations and the reasoning behind their decisions are often opaque, making it difficult for other clubs to understand the rules and comply with them. Inconsistent penalties. Palace believes that the penalties imposed for FFP breaches vary significantly, even for similar offenses. Disproportionate impact. The club fears that smaller clubs are more vulnerable to FFP sanctions, while larger clubs with greater financial power can absorb the penalties or find ways to circumvent the rules. Timing of investigations. The timing of investigations, and the statute of limitations applied, are seen as potentially unfair. Nottingham Forest and the parallel case. Nottingham Forest were recently docked 4 points by an independent commission for breaching the Premier League's spending rules, which are based on UEFA's FFP regulations. The commission found that Forest exceeded the permitted profit and sustainability thresholds. The club is appealing the decision, but the case has sparked a wider debate about the fairness and effectiveness of FFP. Crystal Palace's statement implicitly asks whether Forest is being held to a higher standard than other clubs. They are suggesting that if CAS found evidence of non-cooperation and rule bending in the Manchester City case, a similar level of scrutiny should be applied across the board. The timing of Palace's statement, coinciding with Forest's appeal, is undoubtedly deliberate. A comparative look. Potential FFP breaches and outcomes. Illustrative. The following table is a simplified illustration and does not represent official findings. It's intended to highlight the potential for perceived inconsistencies. Club. Alleged breach. Outcome. Illustrative. Manchester City. Disguised equity injections. Inflated sponsorship. Partial CAS overturn. Some sanctions reduced. Nottingham Forest. 4-point deduction. Appealed. Everton. 10-point deduction. Initially reduced on appeal. The future of FFP and potential reforms. Crystal Palace's intervention adds to the growing chorus of voices calling for reform of UEFA's FFP regulations. Many believe that the current system is too complex, too opaque, and too easily exploited. Potential reforms could include simplified rules, making the regulations easier to understand and comply with, increased transparency, publishing more detailed information about investigations and decisions, standardized penalties, establishing a clear and consistent framework for penalties, independent oversight, strengthening the independence of the bodies responsible for enforcing FFP, first-hand experience, a club official's perspective, anonymous. We've spent countless hours ensuring we adhere to the FFP rules, confided a Crystal Palace official, speaking on condition of anonymity. It's a significant drain on resources, and it feels like we're operating under a different set of rules than some of the bigger clubs. The Manchester City case, and now Nottingham Forest, just reinforce that feeling. We need a system that is truly fair and transparent. Benefits of a reformed FFP system: enhanced competitive balance. A fairer system would allow more clubs to compete for success. Increased financial stability. Clearer rules would promote responsible financial management. Improved reputation of football. Greater transparency would enhance the integrity of the game. The debate surrounding FFP is likely to continue for some time. Crystal Palace's bold statement has undoubtedly added fuel to the fire, and it remains to be seen whether UEFA will respond with meaningful reforms.